Everybody, it's your girl Charlotte Van Horn with Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business, and I am just excited on so many levels today. First of all, I'm officially opening up the shop tomorrow during this COVID time, so I'm just praying that all goes well and that everybody stays well. I know that we have a while to go with regard to getting through this, but I know that we will get through it. And one thing that I know is that as we transition back to work, that our lives will start to feel more normal. So it's like it brings some normalcy back to our life in order to go to work. I don't know about you, but one of the things that I did during this time was I listened to a lot of webinars. And really, honestly, at the end of the day, you know, I'm going back to work tomorrow, but I feel grateful and I feel accomplished for the time that I spent during this time when during our stay-at-home order. I got a lot done, y'all, and I learned a lot and I tried to improve myself every single day. So one day, I got on a webinar, and it was a webinar that was hosted by Walker's Legacy called Reclaiming Your Wealth. During the time on that webinar, there was a speaker, and her name was Marsha Mayfield. And when I tell you, Marsha started talking, and I'm just like, I love this lady. You know, she was talking about finance, and sometimes finance can be very uninteresting to the layperson like myself, but just the way that she presented it, she was transparent in her stories, she was knowledgeable and concise in her information, and I just fell in love with her. And so I said I was going to look her up, you know, and try to connect with her. And when I looked her up, it didn't click for me while we were on the webinar, but when I looked her up, I saw that she specializes in helping salons. Oh my gosh, how perfect could that be? So of course I reached out to her and tried to get on her calendar to have her on the podcast. And I am so happy to report that she said yes. And we needed to have her on the podcast because the other thing about this coronavirus and time was that it really exposed that a lot of us have some weaknesses with regard to our financial health in our businesses and just how organized and on top of things that we are. And one thing that Madam C.J. Walker's great-great-granddaughter, Alelia Bundle, says made Madam C.J. Walker so successful was the fact that she knew how to hire professionals, great professionals, to get things done that she wasn't experienced to do. And I think that's some advice that we can all take. Sometimes it's an investment and it's a sacrifice, but we need to have skilled professionals in our corner. So with all that said, I would like to introduce our guest, Marsha Mayfield, to you. Marsha is a tax and business strategist. She helps individuals and small business owners save money and increase cash flow with strategic tax and business strategies. She's a best-selling author of Wisdom, Wealth, Power, 13 Ways to Turn Your Gifts, Ideas, and Talents into Profit. Oh, I love that. She's a serial entrepreneur, an inspirational speaker. Her mission is to inspire women to own and operate in their God-given talents and create financial wealth. You know that's somebody I love. Hello, Marsha. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm so excited to be here with you today. I am super excited.
I'm excited to have you. And I know I gave kind of a lengthy intro, but I did that because I just wanted to be able to turn the show over to you and let you pour some wisdom into us and let us know what you think we should be thinking about right now.
Well, in the beginning, I was listening at your intro, you said something, and I actually had to write that down myself. You know, I'm always taking notes. I'm always learning. So definitely, that's the first thing that I would say to anyone that's listening now. No matter your position, no matter your authority, no matter your title, always, always learn. So Charlotte, you said something just now that I had to make note of that I just absolutely love, which leads to the point that I'm about to make. So you said that Madam C.J. Walker made this comment or was basically known for having, you know, hiring professional people to put in place in her business that was that would help her to basically scale her business to the next level. And so what my topic is, what I want to kind of briefly discuss with our beauty industry women or men that's listening is how do we learn to scale our business? What do we put in place to scale our business? And I had an opportunity to watch Madam C.J. Walker episodes, and it was amazing. Like, I was just so impressed. I was thrilled. It was just amazing to see her story. And I was told that it wasn't told, you know, 100% accurate. But just seeing that and seeing the things that she had in place helped me to really, really understand the comment that you made. Now it's clear how she could reach the status, the millionaire status that she did, because it wasn't just her knowledge that she used. It was people that she put in place, in position around her to help her scale her business to that level. So you made a statement that's just amazing. So I will be referring to Madam C.J. Walker a lot more because of you made me realize that that's something that she was known for. So that's amazing.
So what would you, that is a very, very good point. And a lot of times, you know, our budgets are small, so we're always trying to avoid that. So I think that it's important that we hire professionals. But what advice would you give us beyond that at this time?
Okay. And you said another valid point. A lot of times we say as entrepreneurs, and this is the thing I want everyone to really get. You must see yourself as the CEO of your company. Now, if you see yourself as the stylist or the designer or the beautician, you know, I know we got all these fancy names, you know, the weaver, the trichologist, you know, we got so many names that we label ourselves as, but you must first see yourself as the CEO of your company. And when you actually realize that and own that power, own who you are as a CEO, that's the chief executive officer, then you begin to think a lot different. You don't think that I don't have the funds to put these people in place. You don't think that I can't afford not to have this. As a CEO, your mindset is that I cannot afford not to have these things in place. Madam C.J. Walker, you know, looking at her story, looking at where she come from, I mean, which is like she had a very good life in the beginning, but she knew that in order to reach her level of success that she desired, that she had to put this in place no matter what. That's CEO thinking. That's CEO mindset. And so I talk about that in the beginning of working with anyone because I could talk finances all day until I'm blue in the face. But until you realize and own who you are as the owner, as a business industry leader, then guys, it won't change.
You are talking my language. And what I say is when people come in for coaching, I do coaching for natural hair business owners. And I say, do you want to do hair or do you want to own a hair business? And it's a difference. And if you just want to do hair, there's probably another coach for you because I'm about building a business.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. I love that you ask that question and make them really be transparent and see themselves. We have to really see ourselves like, what is it that I'm really trying to create? And so, and once you see yourself, now we could talk about scaling. And if you guys are taking notes, like I'm a note taker, like I was saying earlier, when Charlotte, you know, said something like I got pen and pad, like I'm writing. So if you're a note taker, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to give you just a few things that I feel that will help you scale your business, not only just to move to the next level, but to begin to position your mindset to go to the next level. Okay. And as you scale your business, one of the things that I'm going to say is, as she said earlier, is partners. You want to make sure that you're building a solid team of partners. And when I say partners, understand this. I'm not making reference to getting a business partner. I'm not making reference to you need a person to come into your business and work with you side by side and y'all split 50% ownership. That's not what I'm making reference to. This is where I need you to take notes. I'm meaning your accountant and your bookkeeper. Who is the person that's helping you to manage the income that's coming into your business? Who is the person that has eyes on your income and that has just as much interest on your business, on the financial aspects of your business as yourself? Who is this person that's holding you accountable for your expenditures and your income? So that's a partner that you should consider putting on your team. Another partner is a tax professional. Who is the person that, and your accounting, your bookkeeping, your tax professional can all be one person by all means, but some people don't use them together. But who is your tax professional? Who is the person that you can lay your financial records into their hands, your private and personal information, your life, basically, into their hands, and you trust them with it? Who is this person that you can call at any time and say, hey, I need this document to send it over to apply for this PPP? And your tax professional, your partner, your bookkeeper, your partner can produce this information because this person has your best interest at heart, and they're looking after your business to make sure that you all are in alignment to create wealth, long-term wealth.
I like everything that you just said, but what I really, really like what you said about accountability. And accountability is a big deal because, you know, for me, it's like, you know, I know how to balance my checkbook. I know how to keep up. I know what's going on. But sometimes it's intimidating when you open yourself up to accountability. And so I know that a lot of listeners are listening and they're like, oh my gosh, you know, if I was really in a close personal relationship with an accountant, you know, I'm going to have to not do this. I'm going to have to not do that. And I think that at the end of the day, that might be true. So the first part that you gave us was to have partners. I'm going to take a quick break here, and then I want to come back and I want you to give us the other tips that you have for us, because we really got to let that one set in, Marche. So we're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to come back with Miss Marche Mayfield. And this is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. Don't go nowhere. I know it's rough, but we need this. Thank you. We'll be right back.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the sjslawfirm.com.
Locks Forever has invented an all-natural product, No More Tenderheads, that has been shown to provide relief during styling and manipulation of natural hair. Our formula focuses on the scalp, not the hair, and our clients, stylists, and moms all over the country love it. Check out our No More Tenderheads Facebook page for more information, reviews, and videos. You can also find us on YouTube at Locks Forever or give us a call at 540-446-5107. And we are back. This is Charlotte Van Horn with Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. I'm here with Miss Marche Mayfield, and she is giving it to us straight. And that's why I had her on the show. So I'm just going to turn it back over to Marche and allow her to give us some more of those points she talked about.
Awesome. Awesome, guys. Thank you so much. This has been just wonderful. I'm really, truly enjoying being here with you today, Charlotte. So the things that we were talking about, guys, was scaling the business. And so the next tip that I want to share with you, again, get those notepads out. Remember, we are CEOs. We take notes and we make changes. We don't just write down. We move. We make stuff happen. So the next thing is automation. And I put that under, let's say, systems and technologies. Okay. So in order to scale your business for growth, you need to have systems and technology in place. And just, I mean, I could go into that for hours, Charlotte, but I won't. But one of the things I want to point out is automation in your business. That's a system that you should have in place. I'm going to give an example. After COVID opened up in my city here, I wanted to go in into the spa and get a pedicure. Like, I needed a pedicure. Like, oh, my God, it was horrible. And so I was trying to contact the company that I use here locally to get my pedicure, and she was like, she texted me like 8 hours after I texted her, and she was like, well, send me a photo of you, and then I'll get back with you to get appointment date, and then send me your name and your phone number. And then all of this took like 48 hours of this communicate, and after 48 hours, I still did not have an appointment. So I was like, wow. This is awful. You know, that's how I was feeling. So as an entrepreneur, I'm thinking like, how many customers will she lose because she don't have the proper systems in place after this pandemic? Which I know is new. It was scary. You know, you're not prepared. But guys, I say to you, the importance of scaling is making automation in your business. This is for bringing people in, moving them out, payment processes, emails, communication, text messages. It's so many things out there that when you're on automation, your customers feel like they are top of mind, that you are going out of your way to make sure that they're being serviced and served. They don't mind paying you. You say, Marcia, what does that have to do with the bottom line? This is how you increase the bottom line, making and keeping, maintaining happy customers. Okay, so guys, if you don't have this in place, definitely put some things in place to automate your business and to remove you from having to be present all the time, but your customers and your clients are still being served.
Yes, and other people are doing it. So we always have to remember, too, that we might be good at what we do and our clients may love us, but nevertheless, we still have competitors and we have to keep ourselves relevant and in time.
That's absolutely true. Because after that, I went to a new person that I absolutely just love now and I admire. And now she have a new client. So they lost long-term 7 years of service with me because no automation, no system or technology in place.
Wow.
So the next one, guys, that I would say is funding. As you said earlier, the conversation or the topic about money is never a fun topic, right? The first thing we say is, I don't have enough money to do that. Or that costs too much, or I can't, you know, and it's normal. And the first thing that I do with a person, what do you do? I said, I'm an accountant. I handle money all day. And they were like, oh, God, what's she going to talk about? So I always try to make sure that learning about money and creating wealth and building long-term wealth is always fun and exciting. Because anytime I hear a deposit or see the Cash App or the Square thing, bling, 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 that's exciting to me, right? Like, don't you get excited about that, Charlotte?
I get very excited about bling, bling, bling.
Exactly. The sound of that Cash App, like, that's the best thing ever. And so when you get excited about that, guys, we have to be just as excited about how do I manage the money that comes in. Because if you're not cautious, it goes out just as quick as it comes in. And I was on a webinar not long ago, and I was talking to the ladies, and I was saying most salon owners, beauty industry leaders, if this is not you, no problem. But if I'm on your toes, just say ouch. That's all I ask. But most industry leaders, you have your smock on, and you're in there, and you're serving, and you're doing your clients. And a lot of times, they're paying you, and you're putting your money in your smocks, and, you know, you got your cash rolled up. And if they swipe, okay, no problem. It goes to your bank account. But when they're giving you this cash payment, You are clueless at the end. Then your child come in, Mom, I need $20. Mom, I need $100, you know. Or you send a person to the store to buy me some supplies. And you just pull them one out your smock. At the end of the day, what did I make? What did I do? So you go back to your app, of course, and you say, okay, this is what I made here. But you just spent $100 or $200 that day from your smock that you had no idea that you were spending. So I say all that, guys. And again, like I said, if that's you, just say ouch. Or you can raise your hand and drop your head, whichever works best. But but the point that I'm making is funding. I want you to get in a habit of, as you make money, to reinvest this money back into your business. And when I say reinvest, be strategic about how you reinvest. I see people take classes after class. Every time I go on a class or webinar, they're there. So when, and that's great. I love training. I love the fact that you are educating yourself. But if you're not being productive, and if you're not taking that knowledge and actually duplicating it, you don't have a return on your investment. So therefore, as your accountant, your bookkeeper, I'm saying to you, you're wasting money because you're not doing anything with the knowledge that you're obtaining. Okay. So, and, and that goes back to, you know, why having a great bookkeeper is, it's good, because now I'm watching how you're spending the money and saying to you, hey, let's put this money invested here so we can see how this money can grow for you. So I say to you all, is funding is very important, not just receiving money, but how you spend your money. Is you spend the money in a way that your money can continue to make money for you? And there's so many different other methods. And Charlotte, I would love to come back on and share with you all about one of the methods that I teach, the profit first method that I just absolutely love, is how do you begin to create profit instantly? People say 3 years. People say that it's hard to create profit. Like, I can share a method with you guys. If you was to really discipline yourself, you can start seeing profit in your business within 3 months. I mean, like profit, like your own savings accounts, like you just seeing things change. Like, I've been working for 6 years, 15 years, Marche, and I can't see profit. Well, then discipline yourself and follow the things that I can share with you guys, and I promise you, you will see change.
Well, I mean, you could go, and like I said, this is why I wanted to get with you, and just listening to you on that last webinar, you could go on and on. But what I want to do is, you know, introduce you to people. And then also, I would like to take a break right quick. And when I come back, I would like for you to tell us about any events that you have coming up where we could get more Marche. Okay. So I'm going to take a quick break and I'm going to come back and then we'll close out this podcast. But you have been a wealth of information to us, and just, you know, just something to make us start thinking. And somehow or another, when you present it, Marche, it's not as scary as when you hear it in other ways, because I feel like you relate to the struggles and the intimidation that we experience as salon owners and small businesses. So we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come right back with Ms. Marche Mayfield. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Leonquay Chavette, publisher, corporate trainer, speaker, and author of We Made Plans, a fictional novel which debuted as #3 on Amazon's Hot New Releases. This amazing story chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends who were in the midst of living their best lives when they experienced a devastating, trajectory-altering event. Hashtag the event. If you want to purchase my book, and you will, it can be found on Amazon.com and my website at www.leonquechavette.com. That's LeonquechaVette.com. Thank you so much for your support.
And we're back. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business, and closing out this amazing podcast today with Miss Marche. And I just want to thank Marche for being on the show with us. And Marche, please feel free to tell us how we can get in touch with you, or any additional information about anything that you're doing that you would like to share with us.
Awesome, awesome. And again, thank you so much. I really hate to be ending the podcast right now. You are such a joy to talk with. I just really enjoy us talking. But guys, if you're looking to reach out to me, you can follow me on Facebook. I am at Marche Chambers Mayfield on Facebook. And please, I'm almost begging. On Instagram, I only have like 500 followers. So please find me on Instagram and help me out. Help my numbers. I'm new to Instagram. So definitely look me up there at Marsha M. Marsha and the letter M on Instagram. But Charlotte, if I could announce that I am so excited about the newest thing that I'm launching as of today. This program that I created is Get Your Business in Order. And this was birthed during the pandemic. I spoke to so many business industry leaders that was in the process of applying for different funding from the PPP, the EIDL, and the SBA, just all the different grants. And I was running into the same problem with so many industry leaders not having certain things in place in order to apply for this different funding. So I created a program that will help business industry leaders to get their ish in order. Get your business in order, guys, as far as the business structure, your business entity. Let's talk about bookkeeping. Let's talk about taxes. Let's talk about how to basically create long-term wealth. Now, the program is a four-week program that I'm testing out with at least, I said five people, but five joined the moment I dropped it out. So I have a spot for about four more people at only $99, guys. So if this is something that you're interested in and you know, only you know, if you need to get your business in order so that you can be seen and heard and feel like the true CEO that you are or the CEO that you desire to be, then we need to have a conversation. So I'm going to give my number here to text me if this is you, 601-407-9685. This is a text number that you can reach me at any time, 601-407-9685. If you have a question, comments, or concerns, please reach out to me, guys. And again, Charlotte, thank you so much for allowing me to be here to share my information and my knowledge with your amazing, amazing guests. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marsha. And what I'm going to do is definitely get this out, the Beauty Industry Leaders program out to my industry and find out if I could get one of them tickets too. And to see what times of the day that you have to be present. So I'll get with you offline with that. But I just want to thank Marsha for being with us. I'm so excited to hear her talk and to know that we can do better. I know that this crisis that we just are coming through with the pandemic has really, really exposed a lot of vulnerabilities in our business, and we're ready to do better. I just know that in my heart, and I just want to keep bringing people on the show that can help us get there, because we can't get there on our own because we don't have the knowledge that we need. So we have to be open and ready to invest in it. And I'm going to say one more thing before I close out. She said something that was really important. It's like you can show up at webinars and conferences all day, every day. But if you leave up out of there and you don't put anything in motion, you have just wasted your time and money. Just like she told us straight to our face, that's all we've done is wasted our time and our money. So we need to start moving on this. Just say, okay, I'm going to put my fear aside and I'm going to soar high. That's it. Because if you don't put your fear aside and know that you might have to get outside of the comfortable box that you're in to soar above, then you're going to stay where you're at. And I think that we all want to be better. And I think that the next crisis that we face in our life, we want to find ourselves more prepared. We want to make sure that we are managing our businesses in a way that we are leaving legacies, baby. We don't know how many more Madam CJ Walkers is listening to this podcast. And like she did, we need to invest in professional guidance. People who are credible and professional. And for me, and this is just me, I much prefer to do business with Black people, okay? Because we also have to uplift our own community and help to build our businesses. We have to do better with that because the power that we have is our money. Okay. And the other thing that she said was about, you know, having cash in your pocket and kids and hustle man and bra man and everybody coming and you buying this and buying that. And at the end of the day, you don't even know what you made. We got to be more accountable. So I'm definitely going to have Marsha back on the show and absolutely promote her new program, because believe me, for $99, I think that's a steal. And then once people get a hold of this, it won't be $99 for long. Believe. So, and as always, I want to thank my main man, Darryl Spears, Elite Conversations Life Talk Radio, for producing this podcast for me. I want to thank each and every one of you for taking time out to listen. I want to thank you for your feedback. I want to thank you for hopping on Marche's IG page and just blowing her up with followers, because she's building herself up too. She says she just got on IG and she's building that. And so you can find us at Locked Forever on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And I'm beg you too. I'm trying to build up my YouTube following. So come on and subscribe to my page and keep up with that. This is Charlotte Van Horn. And until I see you again, love your locks, love your looks, love yourself. Peace.